Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Growing Greater brings you stories of innovators, entrepreneurs, and business leaders who are transforming industries and communities as they turn ideas into reality, embrace risk, and invest in new technologies and relationships, all while building legacies of tomorrow. While Growing Greater originates in the city where modern democracy was founded and where innovation is part of the regional DNA, Philadelphia, we bring you stories from around the corner and around the world. Tune in to Growing Greater at radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Like a monsoon is happening at the same time, which fantastic.
Tornado warning and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, welcome to Philadelphia.
I know, it's crazy.
My God.
But at least it's warm.
Yeah.
It's like the 50, it's almost like in some places 61 degrees out here.
Yeah, it could
be snow.
About
the California heat. So what? That's what I'm saying.
We're excited to have you here.
Thank you.
A bunch of shows at Punchline Philly, my favorite spot in the city. So.
Oh my, it's so amazing. And what I love about the club is they invest in talent. Because the first time I came out, it was like 4 years ago or maybe 5 years ago.
Laura was there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I think 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she's been stalking you.
We got a picture.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. But I love it because they, like, nurture talent. And, like, people know me from TV as a host, but as a comedian, I'm fairly new. I've only been doing it 8 years. So, like, you know, they gave me a chance. And, you know, we're growing every single year. And that's what I love about Punchline. And like there's a handful of clubs that have done that for me, and I really appreciate that. So
yeah.
That's really cool.
And it's so good to talk to a fellow radio person. What on God's green earth got you into radio?
My gosh. Paul Cubby Bryant. Ran Z100 KTU, and I think he's at Mix now. But I was his intern, and he was getting paid all this money to hang out at clubs and say 104 KRB. So I was like, I want to do that job. So, and literally I would have to set everything up and then pack it all up. I was like, I want to be the guy that just shows up and then just leaves after it's over. So he got me into radio, and then radio took off. And then from radio that led me to TV. And from TV, I met all like Chelsea, the Kardashians and different people that put me on their shows. And that kind of in E! Entertainment, and that launched me into comedy and what I do today.
So amazing.
Yeah,
for you, man.
It's a wild story. Like, I didn't even want to be on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I never dreamed about being a stand-up comedian or on TV, but it's weird. Like, when I wanted to play professional football, but I got too many concussions in college. And this was before we even knew about it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I couldn't play anymore. So it's a blessing because I don't know what would have happened to me, you know, if I kept playing football, because you see what happened to these players.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing where I feel like I'm much older than when you retire in football, but I feel like my life is just starting with a new career. You know what I mean?
And
that's what's great about it.
And we have a coworker, Bobby Smith. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah, Bobby Smith. We worked together. I just saw him in Austin, Texas.
He's like, I got stories on Michael Yeoh for days.
Goodness. Yes, he knows the young Michael Yeoh. Yeah. When I was running around in the streets of Austin, Texas.
I was like, hop on this podcast. I need to hear this. I need to hear some dirt.
I took everybody out. Like, I was the mayor of Austin. I would take everybody out. I knew everybody. My friends owned all the clubs. Like, I was that guy. You wanted to go out? Like, I was good friends with O-Town when they came in.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm still friends with O-Town. Like, Trevor and
what
Eric.
What are they up to?
Trevor, I put him up in stand-up for his first time ever. And he actually did not bad. He did 5 minutes like 7 minutes, and he didn't do bad. But, you know, they still tour and things like that. But he wants to try stand-up. And I brought him on, and he did good. So he's doing that. Eric's doing more producing. And they're on tour.
Yeah.
They're on tour right now doing their thing. So,
that's incredible.
Yeah, so I stayed in touch with O-Town. I knew so many. It's funny. Now I'm on, like, an old school station, like like, what is it, early 2000s.
Okay.
So I'm playing O-Town, NSYNC,
that's amazing.
Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, all the stuff I came up
with. Totally, same here, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's interesting to see the evolution, but it's weird to know so many people. Hello.
NBC 10 wanted to film
a NBC
little bit.
Hi, NBC 10.
NBC 10's here.
What's up, NBC 10?
Welcome to the Philly is Funny podcast. They're just crashing this.
I love this.
What's happening?
Man, Michael?
Don't you love all the windows around here? Like, I kind of feel like I'm a zoo animal. Like, I'm just like, on display. I'm just like, what do you want to see?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we are. We're in an aquarium, but that's what you love about the radio. What I love about radio is the one thing that if people don't like what you have to say, they can immediately call you up and let you know in real time.
Yeah.
You know, but now you got Twitter for that. But radio, like on TV, they really can't do that because a lot of stuff is taped.
Right.
Like, you know, I've been on TV and you don't feel the same connection as you do in
radio. It's so personal. It's so intimate. Like that connection in radio. That's what drove me into radio first and foremost.
And then podcasting too. It's like, you know, I've been I went on Joe Rogan probably about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to be on his show again in 2 weeks. And the connection with his audience, like, they love Joe Rogan.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he's like...
Me included, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a thing where he's like a leader. He's their leader, you know what I mean? And if he likes you, they like you. I've never gotten so much, like, love and traction on Instagram and different things than being on his podcast. It's unbelievable. Like, they love that dude.
Yeah.
And I love him, too. I mean, he's great. I've known him for 21 years since I did Fear Factor.
Right,
so I was the
when
first.
When was that? That was.
I was on the pilot episode of Fear Factor.
Okay.
This is when they didn't even know the name of the show. I go into the casting because I lived in Austin. And they go, do you want to do something like adventurous and that nobody's ever done before? I'll go, I'm a radio DJ. I got all day to do nothing. I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I went in. They cast me. I came out. It was me and six other people. And the first night I met Joe Rogan was at the Saddle Ranch. That's where they, you know, you get on the horse and you do all that stupid stuff. So that's the first night I met him, and we've been friends ever since.
That's incredible.
And I still know him. I see him in the comedy clubs, and he puts me on his podcast, and it's great.
That's a good connection to have.
Oh, it's a great connection to have. He's the best.
And now you're going all over the I'm Exhausted tour.
Yes.
Two kids. Is this like an excuse to like get out of the house?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I got a lot of my wife a lot. I lied to my wife a lot on tour because she's not sleeping. We have a 2-month-old, and we have a son that's almost 3. And she always asks in the morning, how'd you sleep? And I got to lie. I go, oh, it was horrible. You know, there was noise in the hotel, but I slept great. You know, it's the first time I slept great in, like, months. But I'm Exhausted tour. It's basically now I'm a father of 2 and with my wife, and it's a thing where it's – once you have one, it's fine. But when you have 2, it's literally you're passing – off kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? If one falls asleep, the other one's up. Once the other one falls asleep, the other one wakes up. And it's just back and forth. And I have all new material. I have a special on michaelyo.com. You can watch it for free. It'll link you to Amazon Prime. But that special is called Blasian. And that's about my life before marriage. Then I got married and my son was 1. So this is a pickup from where my son, I'm Exhausted, is a pickup from where the special stops at 1. And I shoot this one at the end of this year. So this is my second stop. So everybody's going to hear a lot of new material. So it's going to be great.
That's amazing.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
And you refer as yourself as a starter black.
Bye, NBC.
Bye, NBC.
Love you guys.
Welcome anytime. As a starter black, you refer yourself as.
Oh, yeah, I'm a starter black.
Starter black.
Let me explain
what starter black mean.
Well, okay. So I grew up in Houston, Texas, all like white people, right?
Yeah.
And I went to an all-white school. So... like, girls would date me, and it may sound bad today, but girls would date me because I was black, but they didn't think I was black. So I called myself a starter black because it was kind of like, oh, we can try this dude out. You know, I can bring him around. People don't know what he really is. You know, I'm a gateway drug to blackness. Like, they start with me, and then they end up with, like, somebody really black. You know what I mean? So, hey, I took it. I don't care. Hey, I take what I can get. That's what I'm saying. So I have no problem with the label Starter Black. I made it
so
up.
Funny.
So there you go.
It's a weird connection because I didn't realize that you are a hardcore Bachelor fan.
Oh, my God.
And Laura is like, yes. Laura does these Bachelor recaps.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I'm so excited that you're here and I see that you do Bachelor recaps. I too do Bachelor recaps.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay. McKenna's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
We can talk about that.
She's finally gone.
We can talk about how the girl, Victoria, the one that just got, Victoria P.
Yeah, the nerd.
She's going to be the next Bachelorette, I bet.
I know. I cannot. That was shocking. No. But he let her go.
I know, because you know what's funny is, please go to my Instagram at Michael Yo. People say my wife looks like Victoria P.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Victoria.
A good thing, yes.
Yeah.
No, it's a good thing.
Victoria P.
Victoria P. But she did this speech on episode 2 or 3 where she told Peter, who is the most boring bachelor in history. Peter is off. Peter is so bad that they had to get these girls to be high drama because he's so boring. He can't make a decision. He's like, oh, no. Like, he would be he's just the worst. The worst. And then when I talk about people on The Bachelor, I'm talking about the character. I'm talking about the character they play on the show. I'm not talking about them in real life. So, because I know everybody on that show, it's heightened.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not really them, it's what producers tell them to be.
Right.
And since he can't make a decision, they're having the girls act crazy around them and start fights. So, who do you think is going to win?
Oh, man, I'm thinking he's going to end up with Champagne Gate Kelsey now.
No.
I know.
Champagne Gate Kelsey?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why she is still
there.
She spit up,
like she tried to drink champagne and exploded in her mouth.
A meme.
And splashed all over her face.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was, amazing.
You
television.
Think he's going to end up with her?
So here's, Kelly, but I don't know.
No, it's Madison. Madison's great. She's a basketball player. She stays. She doesn't get into drama. Madison is going to win, I believe. Also, you know about Victoria F, though, what's coming out.
Oh, yeah, she's a mess.
Dude. No, but you know what story's coming out.
What?
She's broken up 4 marriages.
Woo!
So she makes it to...
What the Christ are you guys watching? What is this?
She's broken up 4 marriages because Jess from Chatty Broads, they're a huge... Becca was on The Bachelor. So they come on my show all the time, and they go, dude, this girl is rumored to break up 4 marriages, and that's why she makes it far. But then, at the end... they let Peter know that she broke up 4 marriages.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'm hearing. But she looks like that type of woman. She's a pharmaceutical salesperson. She's dealing with doctors all the time. She's cute. You're talking about drugs. I'm taking you out to dinner, mixing them, and then I'm sleeping with your husband.
Yeah.
That's Victoria F. Rumored, allegedly, so nobody gets... Allegedly.
Inside scoop.
I'm telling you. It's getting real on the back. You should watch. It's great.
I guess
great.
I have to. Anyone who watches this show, they're extremely passionate about it. I mean,
yeah, because it's so dumb. Like, I watch it because it's so dumb.
You're right.
You know what I mean? My wife loves it. So
it's a mindless thing to put on.
It is. But it's funny. Like, this is the line that they say on The Bachelor that's so ridiculous. It's like, I didn't know there was going to be so much drama. I don't like drama. It's like, why are you on The Bachelor if you don't like drama?
Pick the wrong show.
That's like me saying, I hate pizza, but I'm at Pizza Hut. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so ridiculous, man. But I love it because people love my commentary on it. Because here's the thing that's different from my podcast about The Bachelor than other people's podcasts about The Bachelor is I'm not trying to get any of these people on my show. So I can be real.
Right.
I have friends with podcasts that talk about that they have to play by the rules because they want those people as guests. I could care less.
Right.
I don't care about those people. But I'm never mean,
right.
But I'm very honest.
But you keep it real.
Like nobody else on their pod would be like, Peter's horrible. Like,
right.
I'm like, Peter's the worst bachelor they've ever had. And they're making the girls look crazy just so he can look better. You know?
Right.
That's
right,
what I'm
right.
saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta check this out.
You do.
Also, no, you don't. No,
you do.
Unless you're doing a show about it, I wouldn't watch it. It's amazing. Here's what's amazing.
Having said all of that, don't watch it.
No, it's amazing that women love this show.
Yeah.
Because if I walked into a group of women and said, hey, I got a TV show where one dude can sleep with 26 women and doesn't even have to marry at the end of the show, those women would be like, you're a misogynist pig.
Right, yeah.
But yet when it's on TV, it's like, oh my God!
Yeah, how does that show exist in 2020 now that you put it that way? It's like,
no, the most misogynist show
right.
that you could ever have. And then women defend it. Well, we do the same. We have The Bachelorette. Yeah, but it started with The Bachelor for 20 seasons before it got to
before
the
you got yours.
Before you got yours. Like, it's just so ridiculous how it's like, oh my God. Like, dudes are watching this. You got to remember, dudes are watching this with their women. I'm a good guy. I'm a great husband.
I'm talking about
normal dudes, right, that are not good husbands, are watching this with their wives going, my wife likes to watch a TV show where a dude basically cheats on every single girl he's with. And you like that?
Pretty
okay.
Much. And they're eating it up. They're tweeting about
it,
live tweeting.
About it, and they're like, oh my God, this is so romantic. Like, you're ridiculous. This is not romantic. This is the worst
thing. It's the opposite.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm watching my wife get caught up into it. I'm going, I can't believe women love this show because it's so against what they preach.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, we want an honest man. We want a man that doesn't cheat. This dude is sleeping with 20, could sleep with 26 women. And then just think about it. You get engaged to him. You got to watch all this back.
Him
making out. And then it's on record for the rest of your lives. Like, just think about what she can bring up at any time. They get in a fight. Well, I remember when you
remember episode 5.
Yeah, episode. Yeah, she got a whole catalog of bringing it up.
That's so true. Wait, so they actually do get engaged? That's the actual thing.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It never works. I think like they've had maybe close to 50 seasons, not 50 years, but 50 seasons.
Yeah.
And from The Bachelor in Paradise, The Bachelorette, and they had 6 people that are still together.
Yeah.
And that's not good. That's not a good.
It's not great.
Right.
No, that's terrible percentages. You know what I mean? That's
ratings are so up.
No, people, right? But people are just watching it to get, I mean, people go on it just to get Instagram followers. You go on that show and you're a girl that has heat behind you, you'll go, I remember Hannah B., the one that was on last year. She went from 2000, when I saw when she first got announced, because my friends work at CBS, I looked her up because my wife is a pageant. She was in pageants. So she goes, you got to look up this girl, Hannah B. She's going to be on The Bachelor. This is before it broke or anything. 2,000 followers. Girl's over a million now. Just from that show.
Jesus.
So just getting,
sell your soul for the gram.
Well, yeah, because just from that show, after it, you could sell products on it. I mean, you're set. You're set for a good 5 to 6 years after that show if you do it right. So if I was a girl, I would go on. I don't care about falling in love. Percentages, I'm not going to fall in love. Let me act like I want to fall in love, but get Instagram followers.
Right. I don't want to fall in love. I want followers.
Yeah, I can't believe I just talked 10 minutes about this by myself. I was literally talking to myself about The Bachelor for 10 minutes.
I could talk about The Bachelor all damn day, Michael.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you have to go. And,
do I? Already?
You do.
Oh.
I know. It sucks, but we can't wait to see you tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
Bunch of shows at Punchline Philly. We're both going to be there. You're going to which show tomorrow night? The late one or the early one?
I think I'm
going
to go to the late one.
The late one?
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. Which one are you going to?
I think the early one because I'm old. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to do the sleep math.
I got to do the sleep thing, man.
Yeah, sleep math. We figure out. We got to know how much sleep we're going to get before we even leave the house. I do it all the time.
I'm more about day drinking now. Like, I can't drink when it's dark out.
You're a day drinker.
Day drink. Yeah.
I can't
drink. Have fun. Like,
how old are you?
If I'm 33. I'll be 33 in March.
Oh, you're young. Shut up. You should. Like, when I was 37, I was going hard. Like you're 33? Oh,
33.
Man.
I know.
Oh, I was. Oh, God. You're weak. That's 33? And,
I can't.
Shut up. You don't know what old is. I mean, I look young because I'm black and Asian, but still.
You do look young.
I am. I'm 137 years old. I'm just letting you know that's what I am right now. No, but I don't drink anymore.
No.
I can't drink. It physically hurts me to drink.
So I'm saying, like, my hangovers are way rough now. Like,
yeah. As you get older, your hangovers, like, and I don't know. I think I'm allergic to alcohol. Mm. And not being funny, but I think I would have a sip of a drink and have a headache for 3 days. So I had to stop. When I was 21, I had to stop drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really never drank hard, but I just stopped it all. Yeah. And I feel much better. And I will live way longer than you. So there you go.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Michael Yeo, 2 shows tonight, right?
2 shows tonight, 7:30 and 9:45. 2 shows tomorrow, 7:30, 9:45. What I would love you to do, too, is check out my website. We just redid it, michaelyeo.com. And follow me on the gram at Michael Yeo. I just posted a beautiful picture of my family. Oh. I miss my kids so much. I miss them.
Michael Yeo, thank you for coming by. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yay. Can I take a picture with y'all?
Yeah, of course. Yep.